don't know. All I'm saying, all I'm going to say is, I think if you're going to use it, that's fine. I don't mind. I don't have any problem with you using anything of mine.
Right.
What's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine.
I was going to say, I don't live by that.
Okay.
Maxim,
well,
is it?
Oh. Yeah. That sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
However, just give it a quick clean and put it back where you found it. Yeah?
Right, of course.
Is that
yes.
cool?
Mm-hmm. What implement are you talking about?
You know what it was. I'm not going to say what it was, what it is, but, you know, it was obvious that it'd been used.
Okay.
So, back again. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the room.
Yeah? Do you like what I've done with the place?
Yeah, it's amazing. I never see this part of the deck. I'm usually down below.
Through your request.
I like the dank.
The dank. Mm-hmm. The dankness. Because that request you put in finally came through, didn't it? After weeks of...
What request was that?
Oh, playing coy. Playing hard.
Yeah. Yeah. As I scratched the bottom of me arm. You know, like, I'm bashful. What is it? I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
The request to be moved to the dank.
Oh, right, yeah.
Away from the...
The other
dank. The dank, pointing at myself, to the dank.
I think we need space. It's nice if we
There's
see
plenty
each
of
other.
It. There's yeah. plenty of it out the window, mate, if you just have a little look.
But don't... I know, but I can't live out there, can I?
Dank, is that like a... Do you think that before everything kicked off, do you think that was a sort... That sounds like a sort of word that... young people would use.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, that's pretty dank. Well, I think they did actually, didn't they? They used to say it was dank.
I learned something a little while ago.
Yeah.
Where I was looking at the generations. You know how we're different generations.
Don't even.
So I'm Generation X. That's fucking awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, that sounds cool. Good book.
I don't know what was generation it? You are. You must be Generation X as well.
It depends on what you look at.
Huh?
Some Google searches you do, I'm Generation X. Some I'm a millennium.
Really?
And others I'm just like a leech on society, I think one of them said.
Well, you know, millenniums, I think it's them. They think that our humour, well, I say our Generation X as humour, is like particularly shock value and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a term going around about it called edgelords.
Yeah.
Have you Googled what that means? I think it's quite hurtful because it actually sounds like what I go for.
I'd definitely refer to myself as a bit of an edgelord, but I think it's a totally different thing.
I hope you're not veering towards some sort of rude and like unpleasant imagery now.
Yeah, I can't imagine it would be the same thing. Edgelords, eh?
Anyway, that light's going off, so I have to read something out of the book.
It'd be best if we do stick to the rules, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we...
Sorry, robot overlord.
Hope it's a good one.
I'm just going to flick through randoms. Mm-hmm. Randoms like, okay, got one.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, always.
The original Mini was designed with pockets in its doors to fit a bottle or milk or gin.
A bottle of milk or gin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they were suggesting that you could have a drink on the go? Or was that just because it was more convenient to pop it in the door instead of putting it in your boot?
Yeah, so I never thought of that. My mind didn't go towards that. My mind was like, you're driving along in the Mini, like, and you've
that
got
was
your
uncanny.
Thanks, and you've got your alcohol just there, or your milk.
But who's going to be drinking just a bottle of gin?
Is there no place for the mixer, the cocktail, or the like olives and stuff?
The 1700s or something, when like gin used to be a sort of medicine for. I think it was officially back
was
in the 1700s. I don't know. Sounds like it. It's consumption, I'm afraid. I recommend a quart of gin before bed and a hot bath.
A hot toddy.
Hot bath at 2 a.m. Back to bed and then around the garden, beat him with a stick. And in 3 weeks, he'll be dead.
But he's had fun.
But what a life he lived. He was quite... The Lord, quite the Edge Lord.
Edge Lord.
My name is Sir.
Sir Edgy of Lordy shit.
Edge Lord the Fifth.
I think you You'd be an amazing Victorian gentleman.
Why, thank you, sir. Would you like some gin?
No, yeah. I don't like gin. Well, I can tolerate it, but I don't. It's not my go-to alcohol.
No.
What about you? Would you drink gin?
I would drink anything at the moment other than what we are drinking, what we have been drinking.
Well, I just wanted to compliment you on that. You've created some of the hard stuff.
Yeah,
this is like a bourbon you've now created.
I've moved on to the liquor territory.
What do you call it? Wild Tom?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to call it from now on, yeah.
It's got a lovely bouquet.
Thank you very much. It repeats a little bit. Yeah. It does repeat.
On the old tum-tum.
Yeah, you won't notice that for at least 3 or 4 days.
Well, I'll be downstairs when that happens. Mm. I'm sure Phil will look after us, so it's fine.
Oh, good old Phil. How is he doing?
He's fine. He's got 2 kids now.
Is he split?
Every time you come down, you drop another.
I thought he was dividing and conquering. So good old Phil. Gin or milk? Fucking hell. That's quite the choice.
It's a weird, like, they're the two liquids on you know, mm-hmm. that's what that book thinks. There's gin, milk, that's it.
Is it because the compartment was a particular shape, like a square? Because gin bottles are like London beef eater gin or whatever was
that's
square.
Some good thinking that.
But did we never had cartons of milk? That was more of an American thing, wasn't it? With the missing person on the carton, we never had that. We always had a glass bottle.
Yeah, we did.
You know what used to always freak me out?
Do tell.
When you used to see a glass bottle of orange juice. Isn't that weird?
Why does that freak you out?
Because it's weird. It looks weird because you're so used to seeing a glass bottle of milk, but exactly the same bottle shape, but with like orange in it. Nah, mate.
Nah. That was not the same sort of. I didn't have the same sort of feeling when I seen that.
All right. What type of milk, though, are we talking for you, preference? Have we talked about this before?
Maybe. Yeah,
I think we have talked about this before. Not milk or gin, but we've talked about milk. I can't remember what you went for.
I'm green top man now.
Green top, is that the... semi.
Yeah,
like I'm a semi. Yeah. Oh, dear. Gin, I've never liked gin.
Never I was asking about Seems milk, but thanks for telling us about your gin sitch.
It's a bit too, like I said before, a bit too medicinal, I think, a bit too sort of, a bit like Lucozade, how Lucozade was created as like a medicine, and that's why it tastes like shit.
If Lucozade want to send someone to this pod to sue Wanawa, I'm distancing myself from any of that sort of thing.
I'll take Lucozade on, like.
Would you? Head on, man.
Who owned Lucozade before?
It was a Newcastle invention, wasn't it?
It was originally, yeah.
My nana worked at the Lucozade factory.
Bless her.
I was going to tell you a story that once we went on this, me and my partner went to some hotel. And they had a gin tasting thing, and it was like, it was a Groupon deal. So it's like, even though Nyla were really like gin, we thought, it's part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave her like 5 gins, and they kept going on about what they're good to be paired with.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a whale of a time. I was kind of drunk off it all. And the good thing was the next day they forgot to like charge me for it. So it was get the fuck out of there.
Mm-hmm.
That's my one and only gin anecdote.
That's not bad.
So I have another one.
Okay. I'm just going to quickly comment on how the fact that you're technically a criminal. What was the other one?
Well, me, I think we've might have discussed this before, but gin was my one alcohol I couldn't drink because it reminded me of being absolutely very ill.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went to a race night, you know, that thing where they just play ancient horse racing. And you have to bet.
Okay, so not like a races of the world night, like sort of thing. That would be weird.
No, they just show you like some horse race from the 1980s on an overhead projector because it was that long ago. And I won a bottle.
That sounds bizarre.
Yeah, I won a bottle of gin, Gordon's gin.
Mm-hmm.
And where it was in a place near my way home.
Okay.
And there was a park at this way on the way home, and I drank half the bottle of gin in there and I passed out.
Oh, wow.
I was ill off it.
Good lad.
Thanks.
Quite the catch.
Yeah. I was just hanging around there. What did they used to call gin? It's like, isn't it mother's tears or something?
Mother's teat. Well, there's tears.
It's supposed to bring on like a very melancholy, like sad drunk.
Really?
I heard that, yeah.
Ah, because that you've got to cry the consumption out, don't you? That's why.
Is that what, how
yeah,
you get
I think
out?
That's what it was. Consumption always comes out your eyeballs.
Victory Gin in one of my favourite novels.
Well, what's that?
1984, isn't that?
Ah, right, yes, with Winston. Mm-hmm. Have you ever driven a Mini? It was a Mini, wasn't it?
No, but me dad had a... yes, it was a Mini, sorry.
Thank you.
Me dad had a Mini, and he kept going on that the propulsion is from the front wheels.
Okay, like front wheel drive.
And I've never drove a front wheel drive car.
No, I don't think I have, no.
It seems a mad design. Like, why would you choose that?
I remember when I used to play video games, and you used to there was particular video games where you could like choose obviously the type of vehicle and four wheel.
Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you had like rear wheel drive, four wheel drive, front wheel drive. I think they were always quite difficult to handle because it was like a lot of wheel spin at the front and shit like that.
That same game, I remember trying to dodge Viper, and I was basically just driving around in a massive like circle because it was like insanely hot because the acceleration pushes you off in an angle. At least that's how the game represented it.
I believe they call that a donut.
Yes, a donut.
Oh, yeah, so gin or milk. Anything else you could put in there? You
could probably put beer or anything, but when the Mini was designed, wasn't drinking and driving legal?
Was it? I mean, it probably wasn't policed. I don't think the seatbelt was introduced until the 80s.
I think because we can't get Google in space, I'm just picking out random stuff and seeing the now facts. And I think that it was the early 70s.
That's when they realised it was like not a very good idea.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been carnage out there, mustn't it? Like
carnage?
Just, yeah, carnage. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you go back not that much longer before then, and used to have guys walking in front of cars with flags.
That's your time period, Victorian Tom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
were your top hat on? Well, you'd be in the car. That's how I sense you. Like, were you cane?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, oh, my man, kick that poor person out of the way. I'm Lord Edge Lord was my name. Get him out the way as your monocle falls out your
Edge Lord the Fifth. Aye, well, that's a fascinating one. Good choice.
Why Edgelord the Fifth?
Because me granda, great granda, and me dad, and then me. Oh no, hang on.
That's four, is it?
Great, great granda as well. A long line of Edgelords. we all played on the same cricket team at one point.
Ah, it must have been confusing.
It was, yeah. Edgelord. Passes to Edgelord, is that what happens in cricket?
I'm pretty sure in cricket you don't pass.
But... something like that. Oh, fantastic. Speaking of Edgelords, I'm just going to go and take a couple of minutes. I'll be back in a sec.
This is Tin Soldier making a response. Calling from a Roscoe Oblivion T111112. Are you reading me, Phil? I have received your communication from the off-planet craft. You're telling me you've been lost in space with no thrusters for 16 years, trapped with a Tom and Ross. If you can, Phil, we'll get back in touch. I'm here with minimal thrust myself. I've got some solar recharge, but like in this orbit, I'm getting like 0.2. It's not enough. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just getting pulled around the star. Okay, this is Tin Soldier, right? Phil, good luck to you, buddy. I wouldn't want to be stuck there with them two. Tin Soldier out.
So I was thinking on the way over. The way over here.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to use certain phrases that make it feel like...
like we're actually outside and
stuff. Yeah, the space is bigger than it is, because otherwise I lose me fucking mind, okay?
I'll help you out on that, because I don't want that to happen to you.
On the way over, I was thinking about a question to ask you, because you know that like we're supposed to be asking you the questions.
Well, the other lights come on.
Yeah, so it's my turn to ask a question.
Yeah.
The purple light. So the one I started thinking of, because I routinely think about this, and you can draw your own conclusions as to why I routinely think about this particular, like, sort of, should we say, social phenomenon, maybe. I was thinking about cosplaying.
Okay.
Remember cosplaying?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Vividly.
Fondly.
Fondling? What?
No, fondly.
My apologies. So I was thinking about cosplaying and thinking about how, like sort of wonderful it can be, and how impressive it can be when people get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, how seedy it can be as well.
Yes.
So I was thinking about, you know, people like to dress up, or used to, bless them all, used to like dressing up as all sorts of things, like superheroes and movie characters and you know what sort of stuff. You know what cosplay it is. I don't need to explain it.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, what do you think would be the most inappropriate cosplay?
Ooh.
You could, because I mean, I suppose this kind of could be just cosplay is almost or pretty much just fancy dressing it, really.
Yeah.
Kind of like, but it's usually more linked to like a film, isn't it? Or a TV show or something. So I had an idea of one that I thought would be like the most inappropriate that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Buffalo Bill.
Oh.
But you know, the scene where...
Would You Fuck Me?
Was it Wild Horse?
Yeah, I love that song.
The Would You Fuck Me scene.
I'd fuck me.
So in the, just rock up at a convention, like in a big arena or something.
Yeah.
And you just dressed like, Buffalo just with that nice sort of silk gown.
Yes.
With your...
tailie hanging out.
I was going to say todger, but yeah, just tucked between your legs. That would be pretty inappropriate.
With a ghetto blaster playing that track over and over again.
So but you would be following us with the ghetto blaster.
Well,
you
I don't want any part of that.
Well, no, because...
please,
I'd just look at the head if it was just me.
Oh, but yeah. But me, with a ghetto blaster, that would take all of the, like...
Yeah, it would really make it. But you'd be dressed as the girl in the well as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't want your lotion, so no thank you.
No. Puts it on his skin. So can you think of, what do you think would be the most inappropriate one that you can think of, putting you on the spot a little bit?
I don't know if it's cosplay or if this falls in the more the fancy dress type of thing. But if you dress as like Gary Glitter or...
That's a good one.
Jimmy Savile or you know, like any of them characters,
you're
in no man's land. I mean, people think Hitler's bad.
Mm.
But it's weird though, like I'm not passing judgment because it's all horrendous.
Yeah.
But for some reason, if there was someone dressed as Hitler, if there was loads of angry people in a party and one person was dressed as Hitler and the other person was dressed as Gary Glitter, I feel like the person dressed as Gary Glitter would get a hiding and Hitler would just be like, ha,
enough time has passed sort of thing.
Yeah. Or maybe it's the link to the crimes. The cosplay thing, what you were saying with the film, I never thought down the lines of like that particular character. In. So I'd have to have a think. I don't know, The Exorcist is standing out for some reason. Just because it was a young girl, you know?
The crucifix
Reagan,
and that.
Yeah.
I suppose it depends also on what scene you portray.
Mm-hmm.
Because Buffalo Bill with like just these night vision goggles on, kind of reaching out, trying to touch people behind, like from the back and stuff like that, isn't as scary.
Or you driving around in a van going, can you help us put this like sofa in the back of the van? And just like, oh, I was cosplaying.
Yeah, it wasn't a sofa, it was a mattress.
Oh, was it? You seem to
know. Oh, you mean Buffalo Bill? Sorry, I thought you were talking about something totally different.
oh dear. Is the light, is the door open?
Please let me out.
Right, I've got one. So we're going to lurch from movies.
Right.
In the music, Gary Glitter sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to say Michael Jackson for two reasons. His historic crimes and also like...
Alleged
crimes, yeah. Okay, I get that, yeah. Also, he's like representing anyone of colour.
Mm.
That's a problematic...
Absolutely, yeah. Suppose it's very interesting when you do get quite a few Michael Jackson impersonators, which is a bit different to cosplaying, obviously.
Yes.
People who make a career out of impersonating celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that you never really seem to get any Michael Jackson impersonators impersonate him when he was much younger.
Aye, that's true. It's like Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis, it seems to be always near the end of his career.
The jumpsuit, spinning his arm around and stuff.
The 1970 whatever comeback special. which it's my favourite Elvis.
Deep fried peanut butter jelly.
He was awesome. Elvis.
What's your thoughts on like sort of celebrity impersonators in general?
Unless it's some sort of very surreal spin on a character, I find it a bit like annoying.
So, like for example, that Bow Selector program.
I liked it at the time. Don't know if I would comment, and I'm not trying to like say because it might now be deemed offensive.
Mm.
I just mean comedy dates in terms of funniness.
Yeah.
So I don't know like now what I think of it, but back then I did find it funny for the very reason that I say, because he wasn't doing straight up impersonations.
Yep.
What was that other thing? Stella Street, do you remember that?
Oh God, yeah.
That was another thing that was like, it was something different than like them impersonation shows. I'm forgetting what his name.
Alistair McGowan, was it?
I can't stand stuff like that, because it tends to be that the
Rory Bremner and stuff.
Poor? Yeah. Rory Bremner, did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was another one where it felt like the writing was terrible and it was just masked over the fact that he could do a decent impression or half-decent impression of someone.
Spitting Image as well. That was kind of grotesque versions of people, wasn't it?
Like caricatures, wasn't it?
Yeah,
as a kid, absolutely. I liked it because it was on at 10 o'clock on a Sunday. So I knew that I was kind of staying up late.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's a weird one because it did come back later and I didn't really want to watch it or anything.
What do you think is the most like overdone sort of cosplay or the one that you seem to see? Because remember a couple of years ago, fucking everyone was dressed up as Harley Quinn, like for at conventions and at many years ago, I should say, conventions in Halloween and stuff. Like everyone was fucking dressed up as her when she was really popular.
I think Wednesday'll be one.
Yeah.
Now.
Looking,
just before we left.
The timeline's confusing, but yeah, I know.
Yeah, the timeline is confusing, but I think it is Wednesday.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That'll be massively overdone. Fucking pop culture, man. People need to get do you think people need to get their own brains to a certain extent? And like, it's the same with tattoos, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there was a certain type of tattoo when I was growing up, them tribal tattoos.
Mm.
And like, the date so quickly. But like, that's what's always put me off getting a tattoo personally, because my body is so beautiful, I wouldn't want it, you know, sullied with a tattoo.
You wouldn't get another one, because you had to get that tramp stamp lasered off, didn't you?
Of course, and the tattoo of you on me chest,
yeah.
Which I don't know how that appeared, but like, it just appeared.
Well, I've got my ways.
I woke up unconscious in this pod with a tattoo of you on me chest.
Mm-hmm. Did you say you've had it removed?
Well, yeah, I have.
It'll be back.
Oh,
it will be back, but on a different part of your body.
Goes all over my body.
There might be one that you haven't found yet.
Yeah, like there could be one on the top of my head. I better check in the mirror, but there doesn't seem to be any mirrors down below. I've noticed that.
I was thinking the one that's on the almost exact opposite part of your body to your head.
Oh, dear. Yep. You're talking about the taint, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I would call it the perineum.
Your doctor, Edgelord, would have established that, yeah.
Doctor now.
Yeah, well, Victorian gentleman. Oh, a doctor. Well, you'd have one of those bags and you'd open up and it'd be full of gin and all the other paraphernalia.
I'd have one of those daft silver discs I'd put on my forehead. Any idea what they do?
What do they do? Freak you out?
I think it reflects light.
Well, why is that important?
Because you need to be able to see stuff. Instead of having before they would have had like a headlamp or a torch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know.
No, that would put you at ease, wouldn't it? I'm unwell, and then there's this guy shining a massive torch in your face.
Well, that's generally what they're doing, doctors. Shine a torch in your face and stick a little metal thing on your chest and go, take this, Jim.
Talking about timelines, that's rather confusing. So, a Victorian gentleman would have this like this big mirror thing on his head, but before that, they had a torch.
No.
Before.
Sorry, I don't know what you mean.
No.
No. No, they didn't.
Right.
No, I think you mean you must be mistaken.
All right, yeah, I've got space madness.
You must be mistaken. Do you want a joke anyway? And we'll finish off with a joke.
Yeah, yeah. It's my favourite part of the day.
Is
because it?
It
means I get out of this little...
Yeah, vacate the...
I can see the timer. It's clicking down. Yeah.
Do you want to give us a number between 1 and 100?
Number 1.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Is it a long one?
Nope. No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
One sec, though. I just need to... Get some, speaking of torches, I need to put a torch on just so I could see this.
It's dark in here, isn't it?
This screen, which actually lights up by itself, doesn't it? It doesn't make sense. Anyway, so this one's called the VIPs or the VIPs, as it's also known.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jordy and his Mara, Tucker Johnston, had a big win on the pools, so they decided to go on a world cruise. After a week at sea, the captain called a purser in his cabin to ask what influential people were on board so he could invite them to his table. "Sir," said the purser, "we have 4 film stars, 3 MPs and 2 strange gentlemen from the north who seem to be very wealthy." The captain bade him go around with the invitations. Knocking on Geordie's cabin door, he was greeted by, "Away in, bonny lad!" When he entered, there was Geordie and Tucker, feet on the table, 4 bottles of Brundog, eating fish and chips. The purser saluted. "Begging your pardon, gentlemen," he said. "The captain's compliments. He requests your company at his table tonight." "Ye must be joking," says Geordie. "Ye divn't think Tucker and me's gone to spend all this money to eat with the bloody crew."
Hold on a second.
That's the end of the joke, mate.
Wow. When you started that joke, I thought I've heard this one before, but I haven't heard it end like that.
I don't know what to say about that one. I don't even know if I actually understand it.
And that's the one you lead with. That's your lead joke in the book.
And it's the first one that Dick Irwin went for.
It's like, oh, I've got a class one to start off with. Yeah. This is a good one.
This'll hook them up. Hook them in. They won't be able to put this book down. This is a real page turner.
Maybe he read some stats that people who read joke books don't just read the first one. They open the book random.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a killer random. Yeah. So there might be a killer one at page, I don't know.
69.
We've done that one, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was a killer?
It was something, but it wasn't...
It was the one about stomachs, wasn't it? About the pig's stomach or something?
I can't remember. I blank everything out, because after I've been in here, I go to that room where if you stand next to that battery for a while, it just makes you go a bit funny and you can't remember, Newt.
It makes your toes tickle as well, doesn't it?
It does, and all my hair's dropped out, so I don't need a shave. It's awesome.
There we go. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, who knows, we might receive like during the night you might wake up and you might go, ah, that's what that fucking joke meant. Oh, it was actually really, really, really funny.
Yes, I'll come and see you if that happens.
Yeah, just give us a knock. Do you know how to get?
Yeah, of course.
It's a long down.
Yeah, it's up a bit, down a bit.
Have you got the latitude and longitude?
I have, yes.
Brilliant. Oh, well. I feel like it was nice to see you, but...
It makes being by myself all the better, so yeah. The door's open.
All right, we'll see you then.
See ya.